Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yeah, I mean, the last time you heard the name Cato Kaelin, takes your mind back, doesn't it? He joins us here in the National Defense. Cato, how are you?
Oh, my. It's always Miller time with me, my friend. I woke up with a .08. It's Randy Miller time. Give me a beer.
Hey, you were a DJ. You were a DJ for a time also, right?
Yeah. I still do a lot of radio off and on. And I doing this podcast, I do a One Degree of Scandalous on YouTube with an old pro from a sports and TV anchor, Tom Zenner. So, you kind of do that. And you never lose that feel for radio, which, by the way, I love. I love doing radio. I do a lot of it. And a seasoned pro like yourself. So, yeah, it's so much fun. Well, I always say, does radio add 10 inches? Yes or no, Phil? I mean, Randy, tell me, what's going on?
Listen, there's nothing like radio. I've been in it all my life, and I love it. But I also now am gravitating toward these podcasts, and your weekly podcast, One Degree of Scandalous. Of course, now, you know, I'm not. Of course, we're not too surprised by that name and being, you know, a part of Cato Kaelin's life, the prosecution witness in the 1995 trial of O.J., of course. And it's amazing to think about, Cato, that in 1995, there are people that have no idea today of what happened with that trial. And it's amazing to me. I was talking to my daughter. You and I are exactly the same age. And I was talking to my 34-year-old daughter last night and told her I was going to interview Cato Kaelin. And she said, is that the host of American Top 40? And I said, no, that was Casey Kasem.
Well, if she knew Casey Kasem, she should know me.
Right.
That's really going way back. But Casey Kasem, you know what's funny, Randy, is that every time there's a trial, I get a phone call from a network. You know, the Alec Baldwin coming up, I know, at any day we call. Johnny Depp trial, Amber Heard. So people go and go, oh, Cato Kaelin. So every time there's a trial, I become sort of the zeitgeist of people say, oh, I remember that name, Cato Kaelin. So I get questions about that. So during the Depp trial, if you remember that going on.
Yeah.
By the way, I call that 21 Dump Street, only because of Amber, of course. So, don't tell anybody that, please. Amber, you can do that in my bed anytime. I get so many calls, and every time there's a trial, people just immediately associate that. And let's face it, they did the documentary, the one that Academy Award 3 years ago, and the American Crime Story, Ryan Murphy, who he did the Dahmer. He does everything that's sort of that got that dark feel to it. So and he does them great. So people still remember that in their minds. But I always say, you know what? What can I do? That was part of my life.
Right.
So how can I do things to make it even better for others? So I Tom Zenner, who's the co-host with me of One Degree Scandalous, we came up with this idea. And then I've been around a long time. I make a lot of friends. And one of my friends, his name's Charlie Nam. He played professional hockey. So he came up with a concept and asked me to host it with him. It's called Ice Wars, Prize Fighting on Ice. We're doing our first interview. Barstool Sports went crazy for it. Pat McAfee Show went crazy for it, and we are selling out, and we do our third pay-per-view. It's UFC on ice with real hockey, you know, guys from ex-NHL players.
That's crazy.
It is gone for now. It's gone crazy. It's going to be, I know already, because we sold out our next event. It's huge. And these guys are real. You know how hard it is to skate? Think about skating and fighting.
Yeah, right. It's a fight for me to skate. But you know, we're talking to Cato Kaelin here in the National Defense, and we just did an interview with somebody that was associated, former UFC fighter, that Kevin Florio, that is now an announcer for BattleBots, where the robots just beat the crap out of each other. I mean, people will bet on anything, Cato.
I know. Listen, my co-host with this is an Ice Wars, is Chris Therrien. He played 15 years with the Philadelphia Flyers. And they've got a little something going on with Gay Pride right now with Ivan Popov, and then he and I co-host, and he's also the voice of the Flyers. So we've got it's a lot of credibility, and these guys go all, you know, like I said, they want to become king of the rink, and we got prize money. And I just shot a pilot. Speaking of other things with Cato in court, it's called Teen Court, and it's with teens fighting their parents in court over issues that are affecting people today with, hey, Mom, that's my pronoun, or I want a Brazilian butt lift. And, you know, a Brazilian butt lift, we've got all this. I knew, you know, I grew up with the Kardashian girls back in the day. day, and I was digging a butt lift. I told Kim, she makes two. When she hauls ass, she makes two trips.
Yeah. Right. She gets that two visits.
Exactly. So a lot on my plate. It's like I said, it's going great, and I think I used to host these Comic Cons for 4 years, and now I'm still hosting some. And the next one I host is July 6th through the 9th, and that's in Salem, Massachusetts, with the cast of a show called Outlander. I'm sure if you don't know it, your daughter.
Oh, Outlander! I'm addicted to Outlander.
So I'm going to be in Salem July 6th through the 9th. I'm going to comp your tickets. You just go to kickassevents.com, but that's KICASS events.com. Cato, what else you got going on? Will you stop it, Randy? I'm too busy to.
Cato Kalin, the automatic plug machine. Well, okay, before you get to the next thing, wait a minute. Take us back. Take us back, Cato, because I think everybody during the OJ trial, I think everybody in America was rooting for you. Because you know you're this 29-year-old kid. Your prosecution witness. You're plunged to the middle of this thing. How did that affect your life immediately after the trial?
Immediately after, I think it's more even during the trial, just being recognized. And I don't even know this. I live in L.A., but I'm from Wisconsin with a very large family. My family always, when you got a large and a great family, they kind of are your, you know, sort of a yamaste yoga. They keep your mind at peace.
Right.
But it was hard because I was this gregarious person, very extroverted. And then I noticed that if someone didn't like me, I became more and more introverted. I hated it. So I guess that part was different for me to, you know, I like I said, I went to high school and it was loved. I didn't know what it was like for people not to like you for no other reason. I was just sort of like a fish out of water. And next thing you know, I'm on a stand. I've never even had a parking ticket at that time in my life. Never been in a courtroom in my entire life until that time, and I'm at a double homicide trial.
Wow.
So, you know, I sort of like was recognized. Well, I used to say that never has a man done so little to be recognized by so many. That's the power of the media.
What is
it? Believe me, Randy, it's better to be sworn in than sworn at.
Yeah. Where can we go to find out all things Cato?
All things Cato. You know, I always tell people I'm on Instagram. I post all these very funny clips. I think they're funny, and I think Instagram does too. And that's at Cato_Kalin, and that's KAELIN. I post stuff about Ice Wars coming up, the Outlander shows, Teen Court, and the 1 Degree of Scandalous, and that's on YouTube. And that is that we have current scandals and we have scandals from the past. And like I said, we had the lead detective I've seen in 28 years was Tom Lang we just had on. So we had Jason Alexander. He was the one first married to Britney Spears. He hopped the fence to her wedding. So we get the best guests on 1 Degree of Scandals on YouTube. It's so much fun. It really is, and things are going great. Staying busy, and I love life.
And will OJ ever be a guest on the podcast?
I doubt that. Doubt that, but people have said that. He just did a podcast, but no.
You guys are not exchanging Christmas cards?
None at all. Christmas cards. I don't know if I celebrate Christmas. I don't know what he celebrates.
Cato, great to talk to you, man. Thanks for all the info and continued great success.
Thank you, Randy. Honestly, thank you so much. And to everybody out there listening to the show, thanks for listening. And please follow Cato.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.